ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాస తతో జయముదీరే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమా శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నాస్తికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ.
ఆప్ సబ్ లోగో కా శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా గోపీనాథ్ మందిర్ కే సండే ఫీస్ట్ కార్యక్రమ్ మే స్వాగత్ హై. వి వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఇన్ ది సండే ఫీస్ట్ ప్రోగ్రామ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా గోపీనాథ్ మందిర్. టుడే వి ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు ఆర్ రాదర్ ఐ యామ్ టోల్డ్ టు డిస్కస్ అబౌట్ బ్రహ్మ విమోహన్ లీలా. యు నో దాట్ వి ఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ ద సిరీస్ ఆఫ్ demons that Krishna killed in the Vrindavan pastimes. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur ji has written a book to this title, Demons in Vrindavan Leela. Krishna killing the demons from Vrindavan Leela, and these demons represent certain things. So in that series, this pastime also is actually mentioned. So we may wonder, Brahmaji is not a demon. So why Brahmaji's pastime is mentioned in the series of demon killing leela? So to understand that, we should also know that although Brahmaji is personally not a demon, but the tendency he developed towards Krishna was demoniac. And that tendency may be there in us also. So the phalasruti of this pastime, I'll just mention that first so that you can be a little attentive. The Phalasruti mentioned that this pastime of Brahma Vimohan, or the bewilderment of Lord Brahma and his subsequent purification, frees us from cultivation of duty activities karma and speculative knowledge that is jnana. So actually people, they become bewildered or entangled into this material world because of these two things. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, jnana karma thagadui. This jnana and karma, they are two thugs. Thugs means the street robbers. They bewildered the personality. They bewildered the person, take it away from lotus feet of Krishna. So by hearing this pastime, this tendency is rectified. It also rectifies the offenses of disrespecting the Lord's Madhurya feature in favor of his Aishwarya feature. Actually, Lord had two types of pastimes. One is called Madhurya Leela and another is called Aishwarya Leela. Of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime is Audarya Leela. So, if some people, mostly the conditioned living entity, they are basically attracted towards the Aishwarya form of the Lord, because they think that if I will worship the Aishwarya in the mood of Aishwarya, then I will also get some opulences. And with that opulences, I will enjoy the material world. So that's a kind of offensive, these things. Chaitanya Charitamrita, it said, Krishna doesn't like this. Krishna doesn't like this. He says that Aishwarya Jnanete Sarva Jagat Misrita. Aishwarya Sithila Prita Nahe Mora Prita. If Krishna says that this entire world is attracted towards me with the Aishwarya knowledge, knowledge of my opulences, but I don't like that, he says. He says, I like Madhurya Ras, Prema Ras. So anyone attracted towards the Madhurya form of the Lord or Madhurya Leela of the Lord, that is a true or glorious devotee of the Lord. So that is why it is said that if a person is attracted towards Krishna with the mood of Aishwarya, that's kind of offense. But that gets mitigated if one hears this pastime of Brahmaji. So, actually, we know that you must have heard about Agasur pastime. The demon killing, in that pastimes you must have heard the killing of or deliverance of Aghasur, the personification of sin. So, while narrating that childhood pastimes of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan, Srila Sukadeva Goswami describes the pastime of deliverance of this Aghasur demon. And while concluding that pastime, Sukadeva Goswami mentions, he says, Rajan Ajgaram Charma Suskam Vrindavaned Bhutam Brajokasam Bahutitam Babhuva Kridagahvaram Etat Komarajam Karma Harir Atmahimokshanam Mrityo Paugandake Bala Drishto Vochur Bismita Vraje. He says, O King Parikshit, when the python saved body of Aghasur, Aghasur had assumed the form of a snake, python, Ajgaram, dried up. So the body doesn't get dried up within 1 or 2 days. The body get dried up over a long period, maybe months together. So it was almost 12 months. And the body of that snake, python, has dried up into merely a big skin, like a patch on the road. And it became a wonderful place for the inhabitants of Vrindavan to visit. And it remains so long for a long time, like that it remained. It was a huge body and it has become a kindly dried up kind of mummy. Mummy, you know, the dried body. And that is being preserved. So it has become like that. So this incident of Krishna, actually Krishna had saved himself as well as his cowherd boys and calves who has already entered into the belly of Aghasur. Krishna just increased his size and rip open the belly of Aghasur. And this is how he saved himself and the lives of all his friends and calves. And then delivered that Aghasur. And actually, when Krishna killed this demon, it is mentioned that That time Krishna was about 5 years old. And that is called Kaumar Leela. So from actually when the child is born, that is called Shaishav Leela. When it grows little bit, that is called Balyaka, Balak Leela. And then from 3 to 5 years, or maybe 2 to 5 years, it is called Kaumar Leela. So Krishna was in the age of Kaumar. And when actually it was the regulation in Vrindavan, when Krishna used to go to herd the calves along with his cowherd friends, then he would do many pastimes there in the jungle, in the forest. And these cowherd boys, his friends, they would come home and narrate the story of Krishna's pastimes in the forest to the entire village, to their family members, to their friends, to anyone whoever. They were the first kind of Bhagavad Katha speakers of Krishna's pastimes. And this is how it would the same day become rampant all over Braj. 9th chapter, if you'll go to, you'll hear that Mother Yasoda, while churning the butter pot, she was actually heard all these pastimes of Krishna, and she has made this into the form of poetry. And she was singing that poetry and was churning the butter. So all these things would happen because of these small children. They would be telling Krishna's leelas that would take place in the forest. But this leela of killing Aghasur was actually became apparent in Vrindavan after 1 year. After 1 year. And that time Krishna has attained the age of 6 years. That means he has already entered into the age of Pauganda. So after 6 to 12 years, it is called Pauganda, I think. And at it has, and they told the story as if it has happened very recently, just yesterday, or just maybe today it has happened, in the evening it is told. It has happened like that. So hearing this, Parikshit Maharaj became mesmerized. That how can this happen? That the leela which has taken place in his Kaumar age is revealed in Pauganda as if it has happened today. And then he expressed his feeling by asking a question to Sukadeva Maharaj. He says, Bhagavat says, Sri Raja Uvacha, Brahman kalantara kritam tatkalinam katham bhavet jat kaumare hari kritam jaguh paugandake arbhaka tad brohi me mahayogin param kautuhalam guru nunam etadvare reva maya bhavati nanyatha vayam dhanyatama loke guru rapi chhatra bandhavah vayam pivamo mohotsvaptah tattah punyam krishna katha amritam. Maharaj Parikshit inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, O great sage, how could things done in the past have been described as being done at the present? Lord Krishna performed this pastime of killing Aghasu during his Kaumara age. How then during his Pauganda age could the boys have described this incident as having happened recently? So he says, O great yogi, O spiritual master, kindly describe why this happened. I am very much curious to know about it. I think that it was nothing but another illusion due to Krishna. It appears that Krishna has created some bhram, and because of that, it has been clouded and it has been obstructed. He says, O my Lord, my spiritual master, although we are the lowest of Kshatriyas, we are glorified and benefited because we have the opportunity of always hearing from you the nectar of the pious activities of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, by hearing the pastimes of the Lord, many things happened. We are not going to discuss all those things, but what is enumerated into this pastime is that we'll just look at a little bit. So Actually, it is mentioned the mood of Parikshit Maharaj. The mood of Parikshit Maharaj, or for example, Parikshit Maharaj was like a student and Sukadeva Goswami was like a teacher. So teacher was teaching the student, but the student, if he wants to gain some knowledge, then there has to be certain qualification with the student also. Right? If the student doesn't have some qualification which are mentioned for him, then he may not be able to get the understanding, may not be able to get the knowledge. So, first qualification of the student which is mentioned in this is that the curiosity of the student. Student should be inquisitive to know things. And what is the sign of inquisitiveness? How we can understand that the student is really curious to know things? The student, when after hearing, he questions. If he doesn't understand, then he further questions. He wants to know more and more details. That is the symptom of a proper student. So Parikshit Maharaj has been a very nice student. And Parikshit Maharaj was not thinking that, oh, let me somehow or other complete this course. Bhagavatam course, 7-day course. Because after 7 days I am going to die. So let me do some other important activity, let him finish the activities fast. Let the class happen fast. Sometimes when the speaker sits on the Vyasasana, somebody comes and whispers into his ear, Prabhu, you have only half an hour or maybe 1.5 hours. So, and afterwards also they send chit, though your time is over, please get up fast. Right? So they are in the mood that, okay, khanapurti ho gaya, stop it now. But an inquisitive student has, he doesn't have such kind of thing. He is really interested to know, so he keep poking. He keep asking things. Of course, not absurd things. Just to pass time. Relevant things, he just keep asking. So Parikshit Maharaj was a very nice student. He was asking a relevant, don't haste. Don't just rush towards. Tell me, explain me why this has happened. Because this Leela has happened, this pastime of killing of Agasur has happened into his Komar Leela. Now he has entered into Pauganda Leela. That meant it must be 1 year difference at least. So what happened during this 1 year? Why this Leela was not narrated immediately like other Leelas on the same day? So that was his question. And to answer that question, the person who is speaking also, he becomes also very happy because the student wants to know. Second thing is that, one is curiosity, second is to eagerness to hear or to know. That a person must be eager to know more and more about the things. So Krishna's pastimes happen through his variegated energies. Right? Parashya Shakti, it is mentioned. Parashya Shaktir Vividhaiva Sruyate Svabhava Ki Jnana Balak Kriyascha. Krishna has multifarious energies. And all his pastimes are taking place by the activities of his energies. So of course, here also one of his energies is acting, Leela Shakti. That is acting, or Yoga Maya Shakti is acting. So a person inquisitive must try to understand, go into the root of the thing, knowledge, and try to find out how this is happening, why this is happening. If he inquires about all these things, then he gets the proper understanding. We see in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna. Arjuna has already heard from Krishna. He knew that Krishna is God. But he did not thought that, okay, because Krishna is God, whatever he says, let me blindly accept it. Let me blindly accept it. Unless and until he could not understand, he was not letting Krishna go further. Right? In fact, Krishna had started a subject matter of the supremacy of himself in 7th chapter. And he was to continue. But Arjuna asked a question to him and deviated him from a different thing. He started asking 7 different questions. Kim tad brahma, kim adhyatam, kim karma purushottama. All those things. And that is how he deviated Krishna from actually describing what tattva he was trying, the supreme personality tattva he was actually discussing. So he deviated and he spoke chapter 8. And then again after the Arjuna was completely satisfied, then he started again that same subject which was describing in 7th chapter. Like that there are many things. Arjuna has one common understanding into himself, it is mentioned. And if you see, he started asking question right from 2nd chapter till 18th chapter. And he was asking one question, that Krishna, what is good for me in this fighting? Right? Why you are engaging me in this fighting? I don't see any good into this. Right? And he continued asking this question till the end. Of course, there are some reasons why he was asking this question. But point is that a person who is inquisitive to understand and go deeper into the understanding of the knowledge must be inquisitive like that. And who could be inquisitive or curious to know about all those things? Who hears properly. Who hears properly. Who reads properly. Who doesn't hear properly, he is sitting in the class and his mind is wandering somewhere here. He may not be able to understand that. Or he may not be asking any question. Right? Parikshit Maharaj was not like that. And second thing is that, another point we can learn from this, one receives knowledge and mercy through gratitude and humility. So a disciple should be present himself with submission and humility. Krishna also mentions in Bhagavad Gita, Tad Vidhi Pranipatena Pariprasnena Sevaya. Then the person whom you are trying to get the knowledge, if he becomes pleased, he will impart you that knowledge. Getting knowledge is not our own prerogative. By our own endeavors, we cannot get knowledge. Knowledge is awarded. Krishna says in 9th chapter, 1st sloka itself, that pravakshyami anasuyave. The knowledge is given to a person. Person cannot earn knowledge like we earn money. Right? Knowledge cannot be earned by our endeavor. So, to get that knowledge, person should have these two moods. That he should be submissive and also he should have gratitude. Okay, like that. And a student and disciple has the right to ask the guru about any confidential service. And if it is the duty of the guru to explain these confidential matters, and it is the duty, actually, that is why Sukadeva Goswami, he will go and tell him that because you are such a nice person, I am very happy with you, I will tell you the subject matter or that knowledge which is not told to common people. Right? Which is not told to common people. I will tell you that. He says that, Shunvavahito Rajan api guhyam vadamite bruyaha snigdhasya sisyasya gurao guhyam apyutaha. What he says, O king, kindly hear with me the great attention. Although the activities of the Supreme Lord are very confidential, no ordinary man being able to understand them, I shall speak about them to you. For spiritual masters explain to submissive disciples even subject matters that are very confidential and difficult to understand. So, this is required. This is required. Humility and submission is required on the part of the student. And then the disciple, the guru will be able to tell him. And only a fortunate person can hear the confidential acts of Lord Krishna. And who is a fortunate person? Srila Prabhupada was in America. Some of his disciples inquired from him, Prabhupada, what was our good luck? What was our karma? What was our bhagya that we could come to understand about Krishna? We started doing Krishna bhakti. Prabhupada said that you had no qualification. I made your qualification. It was not that Prabhupada was boasting or Prabhupada was trying to become arrogant. He was revealing the truth. Unless and until the spiritual master tells the knowledge to the student may not be able to understand it. He will not be able to understand. Even if somehow or other like Eklabya he comes to understand. But it will never be fruitful in future. Karna has got that knowledge like that. He kind of stolen, cheated his spiritual master. And finally when it was required, it was not useful for him. It was useless for him. Right? So, knowledge can be obtained only by pleasing the spiritual master. So, that should be the understanding. So, when Srila Sukadeva Goswami was thus requested, he was reminded of further childhood pastimes of Lord Krishna. And remembering those pastimes, he became besieged with the cloud of ecstasy and became stunned for some time. He became overtaken by the ecstatic mood because he was reminded of Krishna. Many people in this material world say that I have encountered with Krishna. I saw Krishna in dream, I saw Krishna here, I saw Krishna there. A proper person who is real devotee of the Lord, even if he hears about Krishna or is reminded of Krishna, he is not of this world. How a person who has actually had audience with Krishna will again remain fluttering into this material world? It's not possible. So, similarly, Sukadeva Goswami, when he was reminded of further pastimes, he became stunned. And that means he went into ecstasy. And after some time, when he regained that ecstasy, he started narrating the pastime where the four-headed Lord Brahma, the most intelligent leader of the demigods, became completely fooled and baffled. Brahma thought he is a very intelligent person. And he can test Krishna. Although he was told that this person, this boy, who is actually playing along with other boys in this land of Vrindavan, is the supreme personality of Godhead. Right? But seeing some of his pastimes, he became little doubt-stricken. And he thought that, let me test my Lord. Right? And another thought was also there. And because he thought that, let me test my Lord, Radhika Vallaprabhu was giving a very nice example, that a thief goes to pickpocket somebody. Right? And while he is trying to pickpocket somebody, someone else picks up his pocket. Right? Someone else picks up his pocket. And while he was trying to pick up somebody else's pocket, he couldn't do that. He looked at his pocket and his pocket was gone. Similar condition happened to Brahmaji. Brahmaji wanted to actually fool Krishna or test Krishna, but Krishna put him into such a bewildered state that he became completely baffled. He became completely befooled, ashamed of his activity. So one should never try to, from here we can understand that one should never try to examine Krishna. Krishna should never be examined. However, when Lord Brahma assumed humility and surrendered, he became recipient of the causeless mercy of the Lord and benefactor of the conditioned souls like us. When we hear this pastime, we also become free from the entanglement of karma and jnana. So, although Brahma became befooled, but by becoming befooled, he could get another entrance into another pastime of the Lord. He requested the Lord that henceforth I don't want to get befooled into such these things. So don't give me such a powerful position. Put me into some menial condition, menial service condition, so that I will not. Because, see, Brahmaji, this pastime actually tells us two things. If a person, unqualified person, is given in Brahma's prayers, if you will hear, Brahmaji is requesting even in the second chapter also, second canto, ninth chapter, that Chatusloki Bhagavat. There also he is requesting Krishna, that Krishna, you are actually putting me to the position of equivalent to you. Don't put me to that position. I may become puffed up, or I may develop head weight, thinking that I am a very big person. So similarly, if an unqualified person, if he doesn't have and what is the qualification to have that? Humility. Humility and submission to the spiritual master and to the master whom he is serving, who has given him, endowed with that power. Otherwise, what happened? We became puffed up. Our Guru Maharaj says that power corrupts. And he says that absolute power corrupts absolutely. So if a person is not very careful of handling the power, then that power which he is actually trying to handle will corrupt himself only. So one has to be very, very careful about that. And how can we do that? We must always understand that this is not my power. These are all borrowed plumes. One should not become puffed up on the borrowed plumes. Whatever I have borrowed from somebody, if I start getting proud of that, that is my misfortune. So that is what is mentioned here. That Brahmaji is now requesting, don't put me into such conditions. So Krishna told me, okay, I'll put you in my next leela, I'll put you in a very menial condition. And then he appeared as Thakur Haridas. And he took birth in a very low family, Yavana families. Right? And by taking birth into that Yavana family, he was very happy. And throughout his life, in this pastime, he never got bewildered by the last pastime. Right? But when he was Brahmaji, he became bewildered into this pastime. So we must draw a lesson from this. Whatever service or position we are given, we should be down to earth. We should know that these are all borrowed plumes. This is not going to be there for me, with me for long time. So when we hear this pastime, we also become free from the entanglement of karma and jnana. So that is why Brahma becomes the benefactor. And actually who gets the benefit? Who is an intelligent person? It is said that experience is the best way of learning. Right? A person can learn faster things nicely by his own experience. But further it is said that only a fool resorts to this method. Because it's time consuming. Right? If you want to know the pain of our fingers getting burnt, right? If somebody you see that he is crying in pain after his finger burnt, and if you don't realize that, and you want to burn your finger, is it a very wise decision or is it a foolish decision? It's a foolish decision or wise decision? Definitely foolish decision, right? So an intelligent person learns from somebody else's experience. And that is why a perfect person learns from that else's experience, saves his time, and then utilize that experience into further these things and perfect his life. Rather than going into getting the experience himself. So when we hear these pastimes, we draw a lesson from the Brahmaji's pastimes and then we become completely protected. So before starting the narration to this leela, Srila Sukadeva Goswami congratulated Parikshit Maharaj. And expressing his pleasure for reminding him further childhood pastime of the Lord, he said, Sri Suka Uvacha Sadhu Prishtam Mahabhaga Taya Bhagavatottama Yannutanaya Sisyasya Srunvan Api Katham Mahuhu Satamayam Sarabhritam Nisarg Satamayam sarabhritam nisargo yadarthavani shuti chetasamapi pratikshanam navyavadayachyutasya yad sriya vitanam ivasadhuvarta. Srila Sukadeva Goswami said, O best of the devotees, most fortunate Parikshit, you have inquired very nicely. For although constantly hearing the pastime of Lord, you are perceiving his activities to be newer and newer. Right? If a person hears about Lord Krishna, see, anything spiritual is always new. Right? Brahmaji has mentioned in the Brahma Samhita also that Krishna is Adhyam Puranam, Purusham. He is the oldest person. Nava Yavanam cha. But if you look at him, he is always fresh and youthful. What is the Navayavanam age? 16 years. He was at the time when he left this world at 125 years old. And his children, grandchildren has become old people. But he was looking Navayavan. So anything connected with Krishna is always fresh. I'll give you one understanding. You may realize yourself. You see your body. Body is matter. Right? So body is getting old. Body is getting, becoming decomposed, becoming weaker and weaker also. But you think about your own self. Your own self means at your actual stage. You are Atma, the spiritual spark. At spiritual spark, you are always young. Right? You are always young. You are never fading. Right? You are never fading. So, spiritual spark is Krishna's portion, Krishna's amsa. Right? And even if changes bodies over body, many bodies may go, but the spiritual spark will remain young always. You feel yourself, right? So similarly, anything connecting with Krishna, even if it is knowledge, it is name, you chant the holy name of the Lord, you never get fatigued, you never get bored. Unless your, jiva is diseased, like Rupa Goswami says, Syat Krishna nama charita adi sita apya vidya pitto patapta rasanasya narochikanu. If somebody's rasana means the tongue, jihva, is burning by the pitta, the acid in the body, then whatever sweet thing you will taste, it will always taste bitter to you. Right? So similarly, if our body, our mind is jaundiced by the virus of materialism, right? Bhautikta ka sansarikta se hum agar grast hain, then the holy name of Krishna we will never be able to taste it, relish it. But if we are in a healthy condition, not affected by any way with the materialism, then always that holy name will attract us. And you keep chanting that same name. For many years, many of us are chanting that same name. We are not singing that same song which we have heard in our childhood. Right? Not even it comes in the radio very often. Right? But that becomes stale. But Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's name, it is always ever fresh. Because it is spiritual. So similarly, constantly hearing the pastime of the Lord, you perceive His activities newer and newer. Paramahansa devotees who have accepted the essence of life are attracted to Krishna in the core of their hearts. And this is the aim of their lives. It is their nature to talk only of Krishna at every moment. If such topics were newer and newer, they are attracted to such topics just as materialists are attracted to the topics of woman and sex. Similarly, devotees, those who are devotees, Krishna also gives the symptom of the devotee. Bhagavad Gita, he says that Machyata Madgata Prana Bodhayantascha Parasparam Kathayantascha Maam Nityam Tushyanticha Ramanticha. My devotees, they never look for any other thing. Intelligent person. Who is an intelligent person? Intelligent person is one who is connected to Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Right? That is an intelligent, Jnanvan. And Jnanvan person never get entangled into anything material. Bhagavad Gita says that anything material that is going to give you distress only at the end. So anyone who is a very intelligent person never get attached to anything material. So Paramhamsa devotees. Paramhamsa means those who can discriminate between Sat and Asat. They are attached to topics of topics of Krishna. And he gives an analogy. Like Rupa Goswami also gives an analogy that, O Krishna, let my mind get attracted to you. In the same fashion, a young lady's mind get attracted to his paramour or to his lover. Right? So here he is saying that as the materialistic people, the very sweet topic for them to converse is that woman and money. Right? Woman and sex. Similarly, the sweet topic for devotee is to talk about Krishna. Nothing other than Krishna. So in this, there are many points to be discussed. I don't know how much I'll be able to cover, but we'll just see how much we can do. So symptom of advanced devotee is mentioned in this. Symptom of advanced devotee is what? He feels ecstasy hearing more and more about Krishna. But who is not a devotee or who is a materialist person, Tulsidas writes in Ramcharitmanas, Papavanta ko sahaj subhavu, bhajana muratin bhavanakahu. Right? Those who are papavanta, papavanta means who are imbued or who are actually drowning in the sinful activities, such people will never get attracted to me. Even if someone goes to tell them about me or my name, they will run away from that place. That is the symptom of papavanta people. But what is the symptom of a devotee? Symptom of a devotee is there. Wherever Krishna Katha is going on, he will get attracted. And he will just go and sit there. And after hearing that Krishna Katha, if it is pure Krishna Katha, then he will be completely in tuned into that. But if he sees that even if tinge of materialism is spoken into that, he detects it. And then he just gives up that association. Because he doesn't want that kind of association. One time His Holiness Bhaktirasamrita Swami Maharaj, when he was coming to IIT, he was telling us that one should go for attending satasanga, not asatsanga. And he told us that what is satasanga? Satasanga does not mean that somebody wearing saffron or putting tilak and kanti and then sikha and all those external symptom of a devotee and sitting together and they are discussing about the topics of politics or topics of Gramya Katha. Satasanga means whatever, whether you are in pant shirt or whatever you may be. But if you are conversing about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His pastimes, His devotees' pastimes, that is satsanga. One should go into that kind of sangha, he says there. So, a devotee always feels ecstatic when he hears about Krishna more and more. And second, appreciates the topic as ever fresh and newer. Nityam nava navayamanam. Krishna's topics are always new. Anyone speaks, you speak the same sloka and after an hour you will speak the same sloka, something different will come. A different person speaks something, different thing will come. I was actually trying to study Bhagavad Gita. Then I come across a commentary where it is said that none of the commentary of Bhagavad Gita is wrong. Right? Now you will say that, oh, then I can read anything? No, it is the angle through which you look it at. Right? It is the angle through which you look it at. For example, if you look at a picture on the wall, right? You look to that picture from different angles. And for different people, that picture may look differently. Right? But it is not that that thing is not there in that picture. But what is the reality of that picture? That can be told only by the person who has drawn that picture. Right? So there could be many correct things about Bhagavad Gita. But what is the perfectly correct? What the speaker of Bhagavad Gita intends to tell. And how do we understand that? We understand it from him. And that is why the connection is required. The parampara system is required. So this is how it is said that anything that comes, any spiritual knowledge that comes through parampara system is perfect. Right? That represents Krishna. But otherwise you look at the picture from any angle, whatever you are speaking of that picture, something would be there in that picture. Right? Something would be there of that picture. So similarly, appropriate the topics about Krishna is always newer and newer, new navayamanam. And unless one is very advanced in Krishna consciousness, one cannot stick to hearing the pastimes of Lord constantly. Right? If someone is not perfect, pure, then for him it will become difficult to digest pastimes of Krishna. Right? So that is why Krishna also mentions in Bhagavad Gita, He tells to Arjuna that don't tell this knowledge to those who are not qualified to hear this knowledge. Of course, in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he becomes even more vadanyaya. He becomes even more merciful. And like Prabhupada told that you didn't have qualification, I gave you that qualification. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving qualifications to each and every person, whoever comes in contact with him. That is why his movement, if anyone gets connected to that movement, although that person may not be qualified to understand the higher subject matter, but by his mercy he will get benefited of that knowledge. So intelligent is that. Isiliye Bhagavat mein in 12th canto it is said in this sloka, Krishna Varanam Tisha Krishnam Sango Pangasta Parshadam Yajna Sankirtanah Praye Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. Those who follow on the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and follow the spirituality, they are the most perfect intelligent people. Right? So perfection in the intelligence in Kali Yuga is that follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Or the followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't get deviated. Don't get deviated. That is the scriptural injunction. Right? So, unless one is very advanced in Krishna consciousness, one cannot stick to hearing the pastime of the Lord constantly. Attachment to Krishna in their core of their heart. Who is an advanced? Who is having Krishna always into his heart? And these are called Paramahamsa devotees. Bhagavatam, when it starts, in the, I think, second or third sloka itself, Dharma Projit Kaito Vatra Parmo Nirmat Saranam Satam, Vedyam Vastam Vatra Vastu Sivadam Tapatraya Unmulanam. So in this sloka it is mentioned that all the cat of religion, what is the cat of religion? That we must understand. Cat of religion, Bhagavata also says that there are five types of a dharma. That's another topic to discuss. Intelligent person should understand that and should reject all those things. But here, Kata Dharma, Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, these are all Kata Dharma. So anyone is endeavoring for spirituality to obtain Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, that person is actually practicing Kata Dharma. That person is actually practicing Kata Dharma. So, who is a Paramahansa? Paramahansa doesn't look for such things. Right? Krishna tells, chastises Arjuna. Arjuna was trying to quote many sastras and trying to explain to Arjuna, putting his points forth, that because of these reasons I don't want to fight, because of such reasons I don't want to fight. Dharma Sastra says this, Artha Sastra says this, so many things he mentioned. And finally Krishna said to him, Kutastva kasmalam idam visamesam upasthitam anarya justam aswargamyam akirtikarakam Arjuna. Arjuna, whatever knowledge you are having or whatever you are trying to practice, it's all useless. This is mala. This is all dirt. From where it has entered into your body, who taught you all these things? Right? Krishna chastised him like anything. And then he says that the symptom of you, your knowledge being all dirty, is that asochyan anvasochyastam pragyavadamsya bhasase gatasun agatasunscha na anusochati pandita. Those who are intelligent people, they don't lament for something like this, which you are lamenting. You are lamenting for things which are not lamentable. What is lamentable in this world? Nothing is lamentable in this world. The matter is not lamentable. Many people are lamenting for that notes. Is it lamentable? For people, those who are materially inclined, yes. Right? But in this material world, the spirit is not lamentable, atma is not lamentable. Shoka karne ke yogya nahi hai. Kyun? Kyunki atma ka kabhi vinash nahi hoga. Haan. Na jayate mirete va kadachi nayam bhutva bhavitava na bhuyo. Ajo nityam shashato ayam purano. Na hanyate hanyamane sharira. Atma is never going to get destroyed. And body? Body is never going to be protected. The matter is never going to be protected. The wealth we have accumulated is not going to get protected. One day or other, somehow or other, it is going to go. One order and everything is lost. One order and everything is lost. Becomes paper. Simple. For that, many people must have toiled for years together. They might have committed so many sins for that accumulation, accumulating that wealth. But it is useless. So what is the fun in getting lamenting for that? So in this material world, nothing is lamentable. And Krishna tells to Arjuna that you are lamenting for something which is not lamentable, and you claim yourself to be a great pandit, a very learned person. Pandita never laments for that. Pandita has complete discrimination, right? Complete discrimination, what is sat and what is asat. So similarly, a paramahansa, paramahamsa, hamsa kaha gaya usko. Why hamsa? Because hams have a very peculiar quality. What is that peculiar quality? You put milk and water together, mix it. It will differentiate it. It will sargrahi. It will take away the milk, leave all the water like that. That is a hamsa. So a spiritualist or a properly spiritual person in this material world, he only picks up what is worthy and accept Krishna consciousness. Nothing is worthy in this material world. That is a paramahamsa. So paramahamsa is always attached to Krishna into his heart. Krishna is the aim of his life. And nature, his nature is to always talk about Krishna at every moment. Jahara dekha, tarakaha, Krishna upadesh. Prabhupada says in NOI, one sloka, Vachabegam. What is the perfect mauna? Prabhupada says that it is not that you don't utter any word. Prabhupada says the perfect mauna is that you take a vow that you will always speak only about Krishna. Krishna katha kahibe, Krishna katha sunibe. Gramya katha na kahibe kane, gramya katha na sunibe. Neither I will speak gramya katha, the worldly talks, neither I will hear that. If someone takes a vow like that, that is perfect mauna, Prabhupada says. So, the paramahamsa devotee's nature is that he is always interested only conversing, talking about Krishna. He is not interested anything into materialistic activities. Krishna, paramahamsa devotee, mixture of milk and water, paramahamsa accepts only the Krishna consciousness from the material world, right? Like Chanakya Pandit also says, Amedhyatapi Kanchanam. In this material world also there could be many great things. Right? Amedhya. Amedhya means the stool. But if some gold coin is fallen into that stool, an intelligent person will take away that. He will not take the stool, but he will take the gold coin. Similarly, in this material world there could be many rubbish things. But one perfect thing is that Vedeshya Sarve Aham Eva Vedyo. Krishna says, of all the knowledge, if a person understand me. Otherwise, if you are becoming attracted towards all kind of karma kanda, jnana kanda, upasana kanda, these are all kind of stools. Useless. Right? They are all useless. And it is mentioned that one time one person wanted to befool Yamaraj. So he thought that if I will smear a stool all over my body, then Yamaraj will not touch me. Right? But that will not happen. Right? That will not happen. So if we contaminate ourselves with materialistic activities, the dutas will come and they will take away perpetually. Come and go, come and go. They will keep putting us into this material jail and then taking us and putting it to another cell. And that is how we will be suffering the life like anything. So, it is said that a perfect person, his kama, his desire, or the paramhamsa person's kama is offered to Krishna. His krodha is offered to Krishna, his bhaya is offered to Krishna. Kama Krishna arpane, the desire of paramhamsa devotees is always offered to Krishna. That means paramhamsa devotees, they desire what Krishna desires. They don't have any separate desire. They don't have any separate desire. They desire what Krishna desires. And what is Krishna's desire? Krishna's desire is to please his devotees. And how Krishna's devotee gets pleasure? By conversing about Krishna. So paramahamsa devotee, he always converts and talks about Krishna. Right? Krishna, kama Krishna arpane. Then krodha bhakta dveshi jane. The use of anger against the non-devotees. Right? Prabhupada says that if you are becoming very angry, you want to release that, release your anger on Mayavadis. Why Mayavadis? Because Mayavadi, Krishna Paradhi. Right? Mayavadis, they are Krishna Paradhi. How they are Krishna Paradhi? Because they don't describe about Krishna properly. They obscure Krishna's personality. They equate themselves with Krishna. That is a aparadh. That is aparadh. Although jiva is part and parcel of Krishna, which Krishna himself has declared, mama mamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. But one is part and parcel of Krishna, but not whole Krishna. Right? One can never equate with Krishna. Like the drop of the ocean cannot be equated with the ocean, although qualitatively it may be same. Right? Similarly, bhaya or fear is being deviated from Krishna consciousness. Right? Like, we should be fearful. Prabhupada had also said that I am very much in anxiety that my devotees are not fearful of Maya. Right? Prabhupada had said this. That I am very much in anxiety. I have only one anxiety that my devotees, my disciples, they are not fearful of Maya. Why one should be fearful of Maya? What is the problem with Maya? Why one should be fearful of Maya? One should be fearful of Maya because Maya takes that person away from Krishna. What is the duty of Maya or the external energy of the Lord? It has twofold duties. Avaranatmika, prachepatmika. Avaranatmika means covering. In English you can say it is packers and movers. So what Maya does? It just packs you in some cartoon. This body is kind of cartoon. The body of cat, the body of dog, the body of anybody is kind of cartoon. The Maya packs that living entity into that cartoon, prachepit. Moves. Throws away. Throws away where? Into the material world. Into the pool of material world. Go there, loiter there. Right? So one should be fearful of this. One should be very much fearful of Maya. So, fear is required. But for Paramahamsa devotees, Krishna is everything. They should not fear about Maya. For whom Krishna is Rakshak, why they should be fearful of Maya? What Maya can do to them? Krishna has said, Mam evai prapadyante, Maya metam tarantite. Why? Daivi hiyesha gunamai, mam maya duratyaya. Meri Maya bahut kathin hai. But, Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. But although it is very surmountable, unsurmountable, it works under my direction. It works under my direction. One time I think I heard from Giriraj Swami Maharaj or maybe some other Maharaj. He was giving one example that one paper delivery boy, he went to deliver a paper at somebody's home and the door was opened. And he just went to put the paper into that door. Suddenly a big dog came running and charged at that person, that paper delivery person. And he was about to attack that person. From the behind, the master of that dog, he shouted, "Stop!" And that dog became completely taken aback, stopped immediately, did not charge to him. Similarly, Maya is there. Maya is like that powerful dog. Right? It will come charging at you. But if the master is there, he says, "Stop, don't go to that person." And then it will start looming its tail. And start licking that person's feet. Oh, this person is my master's man. Right? So devotees are Krishna's man. And once a devotee, one person become Krishna's man, Krishna can save that person from... Krishna gives that you don't have to fear. But who is fearful? Who is fearful? Bhayam ditya vinveshatah syad isad petasya viparyayo smriti tanmaya yato buddha abhajetam bhaktay kaisham gurudevatatma. Fear arises when a living entity manifests himself as the material body Because misidentifies, not manifest. Fear arises when a living entity misidentifies himself as the material body because of absorption in the external illusory energy of the Lord. When the living entity thus turns away from the Supreme Lord, he also forgets his own constitutional position as the servant of the Lord. This bewildering, fearful condition is affected by the potency of illusion called Maya. Therefore, an intelligent person should engage unflinchingly in the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, whom he should accept as his worshipable deity and as his very life and soul. Bhagavatam says this. So anyone who is affected by the materialism is always fearful. Always fearful. Fear of death, fear of life, everything. In no condition he is out of fear. Right? In no condition he is out of fear. But a person who has taken shelter of the Lord, he need not be fearful. And Bhagavatam asserts that also. Bhagavatam says that, Samasritte padapallava plavam mahat padam punya so murare bhavam buddhir vatsa padam param padam 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 yad vipadam nati isham. For those who have accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is famous as Murari, the enemy of the Mura demon, the ocean of the material world is like the water contained in a calf's hoof print. Their goal is Parampadam, Vaikuntha, the place where there are no material miseries, not the place where there is danger at every step. So, anyone who has taken shelter, even Prabodhananda Saraswati, he writes in one of his slokas, this material world is not also fearful for him. He says, Vishwam Purna Sukhayate, Tridasapura Akasa Pushpayate, Vishwam Purna Sukhayate, Durdanta Indriya Sarpa Patali Protakhata Damstrayate. He says that this material world, which is a fearful position for everybody, but for devotees it is not like that. And he gives one analogy. He gives that the snake is very dangerous because it has poison. And when it bites, it injects the poison through the teeth, right, which has a hole in it. And the poison gland is connected to that and the poison comes out of that. But if the teeth of the snake is broken, even if it has the poison glands, it cannot harm you. Right? So, for a devotee, this indriya, the indriyas, which are very unsurmountable, very difficult to contain, they also become useless. They don't harass that person. Why? Because their power is taken away by Krishna's devotion. So one who does devotional service, who engages? What is devotional service? Rishikena, Rishikesh Sevanam, Bhaktir Uchyate. Right? So, those who have taken shelter of the Lord. So Krishna is the killer of the fear personified. No one should be afraid of the fear personified. But the fear personified is afraid of Krishna. By crying out the word Krishna, the voice at once transcended the fearful position. Actually, what happened, Krishna, after killing this Aghasur demon, he took his boyfriends to a different place. Different place on the bank of Yamuna. On the bank of Yamuna, and there he just stopped and Krishna proposed something. So Krishna proposed, what he proposed, Krishna proposed to his boys, after saving his friends from the mouth of Aghasur and after killing the demon, Lord Krishna brought his friends to the bank of Yamuna and addressed them as follows. Krishna tells to them, my dear friends, just see how this spot is very nice. Taking lunch and playing on this soft sandy Yamuna bank, you can see how the lotus flowers of the water are beautifully blown and how they distribute their flavor all around. The chirping of the birds along with cooing of the peacocks surrounded by the whispering of the leaves of the trees combine and present sound vibration that echo one another. And this is just enriches the beautiful scenery created by the trees here. Let us have our lunch in this spot because it is already late and we are feeling hungry. Let the calves remain near us and let them drink water from Yamuna. While we engage in our lunch taking, the calves may engage in eating the soft grasses that are in this spot. So actually Krishna chose that spot. One time our Guru Maharaj has taken us to that spot in Yatra. And it was little elevated position. And from there if you look at Yamuna, Yamuna was visible from that place. So very nice scene. Even it is today. You can imagine how it would have been at the time of when Krishna was there. Right? So Krishna just chose that spot and he told that now it is little late. Today we killed that demon also. Now the time is over after killing that demon. It is our lunch time. So let us sit down, have our lunch. But the boys were apprehensive that what would happen about the calves. Krishna told them that don't worry about the calves. There are, this Yamuna is here flowing. They will just take them and make them drink water from the Yamuna. Then we'll bring them back and put them into these meadows. And here they will graze over the green grass. Nice soft green grass. And then we will take our lunch and they will take their lunch. That is how Krishna says. So on hearing this proposal from Krishna, all the boys became very glad and said, certainly, let us all sit down here. Let us all sit down here to take our lunch. They then let loose all their calves and to eat the soft grasses. And sitting down on the ground and keeping Krishna in the center, they began to open their lunch boxes. Different lunch boxes brought from their home. Lord Sri Krishna was seated in the center of the circle and all the boys kept their faces towards him. Everyone was looking at Krishna. And they ate, constantly enjoying seeing the face of Lord Krishna. Krishna appeared to be the whorl of the lotus flower. You must have seen that there is a central position in the lotus flower and the petals all are around. So all the petals, it appears that they are facing to the whorl. Right? Similarly, Krishna was sitting at one place and all the boys were facing to him. But they were all thinking that Krishna is looking at them only. So you may imagine that how it is possible, the boy sitting behind, how can he see that Krishna is facing to him? But this is Krishna's power. This is Krishna's power. Krishna can do that. Since we cannot do that, it is very difficult for us to comprehend that. Right? But Krishna can do that. Krishna's Leela Sakti can make it do. So these boys, they were actually enjoying like this. And it is mentioned that these boys, they have spread their lunch boxes. Some had brought the flower petals and put their lunch on that. Some had brought some big leaves and put their lunch on that. Somebody has just pound some nice rock and put their lunches on that. Somebody has bound some other these things and tree bark and put their lunch on that. And they were all eating and joking. You must have seen that photo also. They were eating and joking. And suddenly what happens, while eating also and joking also, they were also keeping a watch at the calves. But suddenly they noticed that the calves are not seen. So they became little disturbed and panicked that where the calves have gone. They may get lost. So thinking like that, they started actually murmuring about them and thinking that where the calves have gone. They became little in anxiety. So Krishna told them, okay, you don't disturb your lunch, you just remain seated and I will go see for the calves. I'll go and see for the calves and you continue enjoying your lunch. I will take care of the calves. So Krishna, it is mentioned that he was also eating and so many things were there. In detail if you go, that Krishna was actually taking food from the mouth of the boys and the boys were actually asking Krishna like they were doing in the drama, na? Krishna, look, my mother has given garam samosa. So he was biting half of the samosa and he was saying, Krishna, this samosa is very tasty, you taste it. So like that Krishna was actually eating and the demigods, they were watching from the sky. They were thinking that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Many big, big pandits and pujaris, they offer him by all mantras, tantras, puja, all purificatory process, but he doesn't accept it in person. He accepts only through mantras. But look at these boys, they are not even properly offering to Krishna, just showing to Krishna that, just see that this is very tasty. My mother has given and he eats that and Krishna takes it out from his mouth and eating. What is this person? How can he be God? Huh? God means proper etiquette. Like many people say that if you are falling in this category, follow this etiquette, decorum. Decorum of that group. So if Krishna is God, Krishna must follow all the perfect procedures. Then they were thinking like that, and Brahmaji was also told that Krishna is doing some pastimes there. So he also came to witness that on his Hamsavahan, Hansa carrier. He came there to witness that, and when he also saw that Krishna is enjoying foods like this, he became little bewildered. He started thinking, what is this Krishna doing? Let me test him. So Sukadeva Goswami says, Ambho janmani stada antaragato maya arbhakeshisu tura drastam manja mahittam mahitma anyadapi tadvasanito vatsapan nitva anyat kurudvahanta dadhatakhe vasthiteya pura drashtvaghasura mokshanam prabhavatah praptah param vishmayata vismayam. He says, O Maharaj Parikshit, Brahma who resides in the higher planetary system in the sky had observed the activities of the most powerful Krishna in killing the and delivering Aghasur. Then he thought that, okay, this must be God, right? And he was astonished to see that. And now that same Brahma wanted to show some of his own power and see the power of Krishna, right? Manju mahittam, Krishna's special or Krishna's wonderful. Manju means wonderful. Manohari. Manju means manohari. Man ko attract karne wala. So mahittam means greatness. So he wanted to understand that greatness. So he thought that let me put Krishna into some situation where Krishna will be able to reveal this his greatness to me also. So this was one thing, and another thought was that let me test whether he is the same Supreme Person whom I am thinking that, or he is some powerful demigod, something like that. So therefore, in the absence of Krishna, Brahma took all the boys and calves to another place. Thus he became entangled, for in the very near future he would see how powerful was Krishna. So he has actually put up a, pressed a button. Now Krishna is going to reveal another pastime to him. And that will put him into embarrassment. So when Brahma saw all these things, Brahma developed these two kinds of, when he saw the killing of Aghasur, he thought that if he is the Supreme Person, let me test him. He may be some mystic person also that might have killed this Aghasur. But if he is Supreme Person, then he will do something different also. Like in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, you know, that when Acharya or Advaita Acharya was called from Shantipur by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he knew from childhood that this person, this boy may be the my lord, but when he was called, he thought that if he is my Supreme Lord, then let me hide myself somewhere and let him find out where I am hiding. Right? So similarly, Brahma also thought, if he is the same Supreme Person, although he has killed a demon like that, I appreciate his power and appreciate that he may be God, let me do some another test, litmus test, to find out if he is the really God. Right? So this was one thing, and that is how he thought that, let me evoke for some another greatness pastime, great pastime of Krishna. And if he is Krishna, then he'll perform that pastime. Then I will understand that yes, he is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these two things came into his mind. And when these two things came into his mind, what he did, when he saw that Krishna actually took the yogurt and rice mixed together with some fruits into it and tucked into his finger and into his hand, left hand, and Krishna just told the boys that you take care of your lunch, I'll go find out the calves. So he goes to search for the calves. Then he goes to search for the calves, but Brahmaji, what he did, he stole the calves. He stole the calves. And when Krishna goes, he searches for all the forest, all the hills, all the caves, everywhere he, meadows, everywhere he searched, he could not find them. Then Brahma, he thought that let me go and see if the calves might have returned to the place where I came from. So he came there where they were taking lunch, and when he came there, he found that the cowherd boys were also not there. So Brahma thought that, okay, he is searching for the calves here, let me stole the cowherd boys. So he goes to stole the cowherd boys also. He just stoles them also. Actually, we may think that Brahma might have actually stolen the original calves and cowherd boys. But it is not that. Actually, in this pastime, there were three sets of cowherd boys and calves. Three sets of calves and cowherd boys. When Leela Shakti of the Lord, the Yog Maya Shakti of the Lord, she saw that Brahma is trying to do something like this. She also wanted to help Brahma that, okay, Brahma, you are trying to fool Krishna. I will see that you get the greatness of Krishna also, and also you become befooled. Then you will never try to check Krishna like this. Never deviate from Krishna like this. So she created illusory calves first, which Brahma took. And then she created illusory boys also, cowherd boys also, which Brahma took actually. The original calves and original cowherd boys, Maya, Yog Maya has covered them unto the covering of her illusory potency. So Brahma could not see them. Krishna knew that. But Krishna also knew that this Brahma has done this. And Brahma wants this kind of activities to take place. So let me teach Brahma some lesson. Why he just maryada vyaktikraman, he crossed the limit of testing Krishna. Krishna is his Lord and Master. One should not cross a limit of etiquettes. Right? Brahma crossed the limit of etiquette because of his puffed up nature. Brahma was thinking that I am the creator. I have created this wonderful material world. Maya Shakti thought that if Brahma is actually becoming puffed up, thinking that he has created this wonderful variegatedness in this material world. Even if we see this material world, we become wonderstruck. So many nice things has been created, right? But this creation is not to baffle Krishna, right? So Maya thought that Brahma is thinking that I am the Srishti Karta, I have created such a nice Srishti. If someone, Krishna, can create a Srishti better than me, then I can consider that, yeah, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thinking like that, he tried to do that. But Yoga Shakti, Yoga Maya Shakti, she created some illusory activities. And Brahma actually took them, thinking that I took the real thing. It is similar to Ravana kidnapping Sita. Ravana kidnapped Sita thinking that he is actually kidnapping original Sita. But Sita knew, and Ram also knew, that the Sita that Ravana took was not original Sita. That was an illusory Sita. Ravana thought that I have got something very original, right? But Ravana has become fooled, right? Finally, he could realize that I could get nothing, right? And that has actually become the cause of his death also. Right? And Brahmaji, what he tried to do, that become the cause of embarrassment for Brahma also. Right? So if anyone tries to cross the limit, has to suffer somewhere. Right? So one should never cross, maryada should never be vatikraman, never should be crossed over. And everyone must know the limit. What is my limit? Right? What is my limit? If we cross the limit, then we suffer. Right? Sita crossed the limit. Of course, that illusory Sita. Lakshmana has created a limit for her. My dear mother, you are free and safe into this, inside this Rekha, inside this boundary. Don't cross it. She thought, okay, what Lakshmana can protect me? I can do my own self. Right? And she crossed that limit. What happened to her? In Ramayana, it is mentioned that when Ravana was harassing Sita at Ashok Vatika, Sita was thinking that I just disobeyed Lakshmana's one order, crossed this thing, small order I just violated. And I actually insulted also Lakshman. And in response to that insult to Lakshman, I have become trapped by this animal, Ravana. And he is harassing me like anything day and night. Every day he is coming and harassing me. He has put up so many rakshasis also. So similarly, Brahma crossed his limit. And Maya also wanted to teach him that you cross the limit. Krishna knew that, ki Maya has put them under covering. So what Krishna did, actually, in this past time, I'm just going to wind up fast. So please bear with me. With this past time, Krishna simultaneously accomplishing many tasks, fulfilled the desires of his devotees, saved his devotees, corrected his devotees, many things he did. So what are the things? Some of the things you can also notice. Some of the things which I notice, I'll just try to share with you. All the mothers in Vrindavan, they wanted to offer the love of their heart as their own son to Krishna. Right? When they saw Krishna and the charming boy Krishna, all the mothers of Vrindavan, they wanted that if Krishna would have been my son. Right? They knew that Krishna is very loving to everyone in the Vrindavan, but although he is there, he is not their own son. Right? Somebody asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, there are so many temples in India and in the world. Why you are creating new temples? Why don't you go and take care of the old temples only? There are deities also, temples also, everything is there. Prabhupada said that there are so many children in this world. Why you want your own son, your own daughter? Why you want your own child? Go take care of somebody else's children. Right? So this thought is there. Even if Krishna was giving all kind of affection, love and playing so many pastimes with them, but still they were feeling some dryness into their heart, some vacuum into their heart, that if Krishna would have been their own son. Right? Of course, that qualified, that hankering for Krishna to be, a longing for Krishna to be their own son, qualified them that Krishna became their son. Not in the form of Yashoda's son Krishna, but in their own son. In the form of their own son, Krishna became their son. Right? The cowherd boys, they were all Krishna by that time. When Brahmaji took Krishna, actually took that same form. Actually what happened, when Brahma took that, Krishna came searching for the boys also. And when he didn't find them, then he started thinking that I am not finding the calves, not the boys. Then he understood that this is the activity of Brahma. Then he thought that if I will go barehanded, I will go alone in Vrindavan, what the mothers will think? They will say that Krishna has put our son somewhere else, they have lost and he came alone. Where are other sons? Where are our calves? So Krishna thought that the mothers will become in anxiety. The cows will become in anxiety not seeing their son. So to put them all out of anxiety, he himself transformed into same, whatever body marks were there on the body of the calves, cows and the boys, that was there. Whatever the ornaments they were wearing, the cloths they were wearing, the height, fat, weight, everything Krishna was actually completely them. No one can identify that this is not that person. That way Krishna actually made himself. So all of them came home. And the boys entered into their homes. Mothers, they started loving their sons. More than they could love to their sons before. And that was something very amazing. But Krishna was reciprocating as their own son. Because they desired that Krishna become their son. Then not only mothers, but the cows also desired to have Krishna as their own son. Krishna fulfilled their heartfelt desires. Lord Brahma has become proud of his powers and position, corrected him. Krishna corrected him. Brahma was proud of being creator of this wonderful creation. This feeling of his would be rectified only by someone who can create something more wonderful which can wonderstruct even Brahma. So Lord did that and bewildered Brahma. By bewildering Brahma, Lord Brahma wanted to see Manju Mahitvam, glories of attractive pastimes or greatness of Lord Krishna. Krishna fulfilled his desire, proved his supremacy over all. No one has power to comprehend the glories of unless he is revealed. If someone wants to understand God, no one can by his own learning or by his own power can understand Krishna unless Krishna reveals him. Here even Lord Balaram, who is second to Krishna, could not understand for 1 year that what trick Krishna is playing actually. One year he could not understand. What to speak of Brahma and all others? Nobody could understand that. Right? So that is the supremacy of the Lord over everybody. And to defeat the Mayavadi conception, of world being Atma Swarup or Jivatmak. They say that the Jivas, they actually, this world is of the Jivas. And that is why they say that the Jiva is God and God is Jiva. Right? So, by his expansion, the Lord proved that this world is not Jivatmak, but it is Vishnumay or Bhagavatatmak. The Lord is pervaded by the Lord, not by the living entities. Living entities are part and parcel of the Lord. Although by mercy of the Lord, they are everywhere. Right? But if the Lord want to withdraw them, they can be withdrawn. But the Lord can never be withdrawn. Brahma stole only the illusory calves and calves, Yoga Maya Shakti. So this also one is mentioned here. So the Lord actually by this pastime of Brahma, he bewildered Brahma. And then when Brahma, after a moment, which has become 1 year on this planet Earth, he just came and to see what is the condition of Krishna after the stealing the boys and the calves. When he came to see that, he saw that Krishna is as usual playing with the calves and the boys. The calves and boys were all there. Cowherd boys were there. He became bewildered. How can these boys be here? I have already put them into Yognidra at different place. So he thought that, okay, maybe I tried to show my power, but Krishna may be more powerful and he might have brought those boys from there here. So he again went to see that if Krishna has brought them here. But when he went to see there, he found that they were all sleeping in Yognidra there only. Again he came there and started thinking what had happened. Then Brahma became completely bewildered. Then to add to his bewilderment, Krishna actually expanded from all the cowherd boys and all the calves into 400 Vishnu forms. All these cowherd boys, millions of cowherd boys and cowherd calves, they were all millions of Lord Vishnu in the form of Vishnu. So Brahma could understand they were there. And then Brahma could also see that these Vishnus were from the different planets of the Vaikuntha. And all the inhabitants of the different planets of Vaikuntha and different Brahmas with different heads, they were worshipping all this Vaikuntha form of the Lord. It added to more and more bewilderment to him. He understood that I played with the fire. He understood I played with the fire. I have committed a big blunder. Now, I don't know whether Krishna will forgive me or not. So, but Krishna is very merciful. Like Lord Ramchandra says about Bibhishan surrendered to him, and that time somebody had apprehension that why you are allowing Bibhishan to take shelter of you? He is a brother of our enemy. He might be a spy. So Krishna, Lord Ramchandra said that, Sakriteva Parpannoyam Tava Asminiti Chayachate. If someone comes to me and tells me that I am yours, even once, then Dadami Abhayam Tasmai. I give him fearlessness. Dadami Abhayam Tasmai. Etad Vratam Mama. This is my vrata, my vows. So, somebody asked that, okay, if Ravana comes and surrenders to you, but you have already given your kingdom of Lanka to Vibhishan, and if Ravana comes and surrenders, then which kingdom you will give to him? What you will do? You will go back on your words? Lord Ram said, no. Vibhishan will be given the kingdom of Lanka. Then what to Ravana? I will give the kingdom of Ayodhya to Ravana. Then what to Bharat? I will give the kingdom of Bharat, Vaikunthalok, to Bharat. Not deprive anybody. Take care of everybody. But who will surrender unto me? So Brahma, knowing this, he just approached Krishna with folded hand and surrendered to Krishna. And then when he surrendered to Krishna, he apologizes to Krishna that, Krishna, I made a blunder. I wanted to do, these are my condition, I wanted to taste these things, but you fulfilled my desire also, he said. Then Krishna actually became pleased to Brahmaji, and then Krishna actually told him that because you got bewildered, because you are not a Brajavasi. Right? You are not a Brajavasi. Then Brajavasi could be many people, right? One time Vishwaroop Prabhu was giving lecture and he said that there are three types of Brajavasis. One who took birth in Braj is a Brajavasi. Right? One who frequently visits the Braj, he is a Brajavasi. Four types, he said. And one who migrates to Braj from different place and comes and stays in Braj, he is a Brajavasi. And the fourth type is Brajavasi who carries Braj into his heart. Wherever he is, if he is putting Braj into his heart, he is a Brajavasi. So that person who is, Braj means what? Krishna, cows, cowherd boys, Krishna's friends, and Krishna Leela. If someone is actually ruminating on these pastimes of the Lord into their heart, he is a Brajavasi. So Lord said that you are not a Brajavasi, that is you got bewildered. That is why you got bewildered. So I will show the Braj to you. So Krishna revealed the Vrindavan to Brahmaji. Krishna revealed Vrindavan to Brahmaji. And then Brahmaji could see. Earlier, the curtain of Maya was over his eyes. He could not see Braj. We also go to Vrindavan, thinking that we have come to see Vrindavan and we can find Vrindavan. But with curtain of Maya, we can never see Vrindavan. And these days, if you go to Vrindavan, by the Charma Chakshu, it is very difficult to see Vrindavan. So how one can see Vrindavan? One can see Vrindavan through ears, from the bona fide people, right? So similarly, Krishna told Brahma about Vrindavan, revealed to him Vrindavan. Then Brahmaji could see Vrindavan in front of his eyes. The cows, the pasture grounds, the calves, the Yamuna, the Govardhan Parvat, and all different Parvat, the different forests of Vrindavan. Then his heart became contented, satisfied. And then he started offering prayers to Lord. And that is the 14th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, where Brahmaji is offering prayers to Lord. Bhagavad Gita Krishna also says that unless and until a person understands me, that I am the Uttama Purusha, that person can never worship me. But one who understands me, Janati Purushottama, Sa Sarvavid Bhavena Bhajati Mam Bharata. So, hey Arjuna, if a person understands me, so how we can understand Krishna? We can understand Krishna if Krishna wants to reveal to us. And how Krishna will reveal to us? Krishna will reveal to us if we take shelter of the lotus feet of the spiritual master. tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. And tadvijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacchati. You approach to a bona fide spiritual master. The spiritual master who has connection with Krishna. Narottam Das Thakur writes that Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite paro, tomar shakati ache. The devotee, maybe I think I'm now confused whether it is Narottam Das Thakur or Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite paro, tomar shakati ache. Ami to kangala, Krishna Krishna boli, dhai tava pache pache. So if we'll run behind the spiritual master, the siksha guru, the diksha guru, and what they will want us to do? They will want us to say, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then Vrindavan will be revealed to us. And once the Vrindavan is revealed into our heart, then our life is perfected. Then no further bewilderment. Then we will get service like Brahmaji got, service of Haridas Thakur. What was the service of Haridas Thakur? Haridas Thakur was chanting the holy name constantly, 22 hours, and simultaneously preaching to the world. Mahaprabhu has instructed him, Suna Suna Nityananda Suna Haridas, Ghare Ghare Giya, Karai Bhiksha, Kaha Krishna, Bola Krishna, Kara Krishna, Sikha. So what is that? Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Jnana Karma Thagadui. But he says also, Ehano Samaya Bandhu, Tumi Krishna Kripa Sindhu, Kripa Kari Tolo More Bala. Right? Oh Krishna, at this time you are my relative. You are my bandhu. You take me into your shelter. And if Krishna has taken somebody into his shelter, no maya can harass that person. Right? How to take shelter of Krishna? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
हरे कृष्ण. तो हम बहुत बहुत आभारी हैं श्यामचरण प्रभु के. थैंक यू वेरी मच प्रभु जी. आज के इस सुंदर